Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm today's American Woman National Elegant Mrs. 2015. I'm going to be looking into what the scriptures say about needless chatter and making sure to keep one's words holy. Sometimes it's easy to be caught in rumors, drama, and other types of needless chatter, but what does the Bible really say about such talk? To learn more about today's American Woman, please go to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. That's www.todaysamericanwoman.com. So what does the Bible really say about needless chatter? Let's go to 2 Timothy 2:16. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Let's look at what it says around that scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. But avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it would lead to further ungodliness. And their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus. So, as you notice, that it's very, very strong. And it says that the talk will lead to gangrene. What is gangrene? You may or may not know what gangrene is. What causes it? Let's go to WebMD and find out what gangrene is for those that may not know what it is. Gangrene is a condition that occurs when body tissues die. It is caused by loss of blood supply due to an underlying illness, injury, and/or infection. Fingers, toes, and limbs are most often affected, but gangrene can also occur inside the body, damaging organs and muscles. There are different types of gangrene and all require immediate medical attention. What causes it? Blood plays a very important role in your health. Not only does it transport oxygen and nutrients throughout your body to feed cells, it delivers disease-fighting antibodies that protect your body from infection. When blood cannot travel freely throughout the body, your cells cannot survive. Infection can develop and tissue can die from gangrene. A condition that affects blood flow increases your risk of gangrene, including diabetes, atherosclerosis, peripheral arterial disease, smoking, trauma or serious injury, obesity, Raynaud's phenomenon, a condition in which the blood vessels that supply the skin become intermittently narrowed. There's dry gangrene, there's wet gangrene, there's internal gangrene. In other words, not a very good disease to have. A lot of people that had the gangrene have to often have amputations, such as amputations of the legs, or amputations of a body part. Now, whenever we look at that with needless chatter, go around spreading rumors or drama, what is this actually telling us that we might want to do? If they spread drama or rumors, the best thing to do is don't let them infect the rest of the organization. Don't let them infect what is going to happen. Cut them off. Don't listen to what they have to say. Now, let's look at this in retrospect. Say that somebody wants to get drama going or wants to get rumors going. So, they seem harmless. They come up to one person and they said, okay, that person looks at what has been said. That's two people knowing what's gone on. those two people go to two other people. People that are spreading the same rumors. Okay, those four people each go to an individual. That's eight people. Okay, those eight people go and they spread the rumor. That's 16 people. 16 people go and they each tell a person. And that's going to be how many? 32 people. See how it is getting bigger and bigger and bigger, faster and faster and faster? The best thing to do is stop at that one person. Don't let it affect the rest of the body. We are each a part of the body of Christ. We each have a specific portion. And within that portion, we need to make sure that we do not affect the rest of the body of Christ. What it says is now you are the body of Christ and each of you is a part of it. Let's go ahead and look around 1 Corinthians 12:27. And one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the Christ body and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second apostles, and third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administration, various kinds of tongues. All are not apostles, are they? All are not prophets, are they? All are not teachers, are they? Are they not workers for miracles, are they? And God has appointed in the church, okay, all do not have gifts of healing, do they? All do not speak with tongues, do they? All do not interpret, do they? But earnestly desire the greater gifts, and I show you more excellent ways. Okay, so we're looking at the body of Christ. Each one cannot say that they want to be something else. Each cannot say that the hand cannot say to the foot, hey, I want to be a hand. The hand cannot say to the foot that I want to be a foot. The foot cannot say to the hand, I want to be a hand. Well, some people are going to be hearts of the organization. Some are going to be other things within the organization. They each have their own perspective, their own part that they need to do. So, First Timothy, let's go back to what we were talking about. 1 Timothy 1:9. We also know that the law is made not for the righteous, but for lawbreakers and rebels, the ungodly and sinful, the unholy and irregular, for those who kill their fathers and mothers for murders. Okay, right there, we got to understand what the law is being made for. But if you're a lawbreaker, you're going to end up getting more and more in trouble with the law. But if you keep holy, the law's not going to mess with you or should not mess with you. 1 Timothy 6:20, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Turn away from godless chatter and the opposing ideas of what is falsely called knowledge. What there is telling Timothy to turn away from the godless chatter. Don't listen to it. Don't spread it. Just don't deal with it. Just make sure that if you hear it, cut it off right where you are. Don't go around spreading rumors or things. And if you hear something, go to the person. If you really want to get to the bottom of it, go to the person that's being affected. If say that you hear that so-and-so said such and such. Now, you can either listen to the rumor, or you can go to that person said and tell them, hey, I heard you said, what did you actually say? What can I do to help? Don't be going around going, hey, you know, such and such said that they were going to do, and then get that going throughout the organization. Everybody can do that. Everybody can spread the rumors, or everybody can go and get to the source. If you hear that such and such hurt somebody, you can either go and talk to the person, or you can let it be and let the people that's involved take care of it. I've been in instances where somebody hurt me. Somebody hurt me severely. Now, I've actually handled this two different directions. The first direction, I let other people know who exactly hurt me and what did they say and how did they say it. I'm going to tell you that it went from person to person to person, and by the time it was all said and done, it wasn't worth me even saying anything. And I was the one that was blackballed. Or the other way I've handled it is I try to allow my pain to speak within me. Yes, it made me cry. Yes, it made me do, say, far as if somebody came up, I basically try to keep it in, but I kind of let people know, hey, yes, there is a problem, but I don't know, I won't tell who it is, how it happened, or anything else. And that even got kind of out of hand. So the best thing to do is just don't say anything at all. Just if it hurts you, go off, spread your tears, but then keep going. Because the godless chatter you don't need to be doing. You need to keep it within yourself and allow yourself to heal, but don't go around spreading rumors. 2 Timothy 2:21, those who cleanse themselves from the latter will be instruments for special purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work. In other words, if you cleanse yourself and don't allow yourself to be used as rumor mills or drama mills, you're going to be able to be used for special purposes. You're going to be made holy. You're going to be able to be used by the master in a lot better way. And you're going to be able to do good works. If you're wasting your time on drama, the master can't use you to be used for the holiness, yourself holy. I've noticed that in organizations, whenever I was being used as a rumor mill or drama mill, I was not used as much. I was basically put to the side and they didn't even want to talk to me. But whenever I was able to keep myself holy and pure, I was able to be used for a whole lot more stuff. I'm not going to say much more on that because part of it is I'm still trying to deal with other things. And it as long as you're used for other things, as far as drama and stuff, choose you. And it hurts, but that's the way it is. 2 Timothy 3:13, while evaders and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. In other words, people who spread rumors are oftentimes deceived, and they need to be careful about being deceived. They need to be careful. They actually don't need to be involved at all with that. Okay, Titus 3:9, but avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless. Okay, so the best thing to do is just avoid controversy. Avoid arguments. Sometimes you'll get stuck in the middle. Sometimes what you think is good turns out to be not so good. Sometimes, as much as I hate to tell you this, you're going to end up having problems. I have actually caught myself up in a problem. I'm not going to discuss what it is because that would be going against what I've already said, is don't be caught up in arguments and stuff. But I feel like since the situation has occurred, I have distanced myself from a lot of individuals. I feel like pain that I have had to deal with has been very, very huge. It hasn't been as fun. My interest has died. Before, I was excited. I felt like I had the world in my hands. I felt like there was an opportunity awaiting. It was exciting to belong to something. However, since the situation has occurred, cut off, I have felt like people don't look at me in the same way. I felt hurt. Situation has been where I feel like the gangrene. I feel like I have been infected. You're like, what rumor? What are you talking about? I won't tell you what the situation is. Does it really matter? Does the pain really matter? All I can say is the people involved, I think, bless us. Is it ever going to clear up? Is it ever going to get clean? I don't know. I can say it's going to get clean. I can say it's going to clear up. I don't know. What am I doing to try to cut it down? I'm having to decide how big of a person do I want to be. What kind of rumors are there floating around still? What can I do that? What can I do to further the situation as far as cleaning it up and taking care of it? Does it make me cry? I'm still crying today. I've actually allowed myself to go into a very, very deep depression. And the thing about it is those I thought were there for me aren't. Help me get through this. Aren't. It's needless chatter, rumor, and drama. Of course, what I did was innocent. But as the innocence got destroyed, I noticed that things just kind of went off to the side. I don't really want to discuss it into fullness, except for the fact that rumor, drama, and needless chatter hurt others. Like if you're bullied. One person decides, oh, it's going to be fun to bully this person. Okay. They do everything they can to hurt this person. If we could just pounce this person around this way or that way, it's going to be fun. Bullying hurts others. Bullying hurts yourself. Kindness people have been bullied. And everybody goes, oh, come on. That person, weird. That person has this or that wrong with them. That's just as bad as the drama and chatter. You should not be doing that. You need to keep from bullying. You need to keep from spreading rumors that go around and say, okay, if you tell somebody, hey, I'm really feeling depressed. I feel like I'm going to do. Then they go and tell somebody else, hey, so-and-so's depressed and they're going to hurt themselves. Then the next person, that person and the other person go and they tell them, hey, so-and-so's depressed and they're going to hurt themselves. Now you got four people saying it. Okay, those four go and tell somebody else. That's eight. Again, we're getting back into the spreading of the gangrene. It increases the probability that the drama is going to increase. If you keep it amongst a few people, it's going to get better. 2 Timothy 2:14, one of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before. 1 Timothy 4:7, but refuse profane and old wives' tales and exercise yourself whether. Let's go ahead and look at 1 Timothy 4:7 and see what it really says around it. Okay, let's go for the 6, 1 Timothy 4:6. And pointing out these things to the brethren, you'll be a good servant of Jesus Christ, constantly nourished on the word of the faith and the second doctrine which you have been following, but have nothing to do with worldly fable, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness. For bodily discipline is only of little profit, but godliness is profitable for all things. It holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. It is a trustworthy statement deserving full acceptance, for it is for the we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers. Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but whether in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to the public reading of scriptures, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which has bestowed on you through prophetic utterance with the laying of the hands by the presbytery. Pains with these things, be observed in them so that your progress be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation, both for yourself and for those who hear you. Okay, so in other words, if people look at what's going to help them, they need to keep from rumors. They need to stop the rumor mill, because it's not going to do them any good. You need to make sure that you prescribe to the teaching of what God has brought you to. That's you don't need to be spreading rumors. Because the more that you think you need to spread the rumors, most likely you're going to end up getting yourself in bigger trouble. You need to be able to use your gifts. And if you do not, if you spread rumor, if you spread like gangrene, you're not going to be able to use your gifts in Christ. You have lots of gifts to give. Everybody has a part to play. And if you spread rumor and stuff like that, all you're going to do is cause more problems. And you're going to end up wishing that you weren't even involved with that kind of stuff. What else can I say about the fact that the rumor mill just needs to stop? Titus 1:14, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn. 3:9, but avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentations. Again, it's going back to say reject this kind of stuff. But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and strife and disputes about the law, for they are impossible and worthless. Reject a fascist man after first and second warning. Know that such a man is perverted and is sinning, being self-condemned. In other words, you condemn yourself if you get involved with the rumor mill. If you need to be involved with that kind of stuff, you're going to condemn yourself. Nobody else can use you. That's the problem. So, biggest warning, stop the drama and become one. Use your gifts for the holiness of Christ. I give you this warning. Be good to yourself. Be good to the organization that you serve. Be of use. If you want to know more about this, the no drama, come to Today's American Woman. We can have drama. So please come to www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Again, www.todaysamericanwoman.com. Thank you and have a good day.